For Krumah Media in Johannesburg, I'm Thabi Madiba, making headlines. Ramaphosa encourages voters to exercise their right on November 1st. Aba Thembu King throws weight behind the EFF for upcoming elections, and Aspen aiming for 1.3 billion doses a year, COVID-19 vaccine capacity by 2024. President Cyril Ramaphosa has encouraged South Africans to exercise their civil duty and vote on November 1st when the country holds its local government elections. Ramaphosa stressed that the elections were an opportunity for people to make their voices heard about the most pressing issues affecting them. In less than 7 days, voters will be choosing from among over 94,000 candidates, including those from political parties and independents. Ramaphosa said that this year's election posters displaying the names and faces of new parties and candidates were a sign of the country's democratic health. Aba Thembu King Buyelekhaya Dalinyebo has thanked Economic Freedom Fighters leader Julius Malema for saying he will buy him a brand new car. On Sunday, the King addressed EFF supporters at a rally in Mandela Park in Mthatha, where he urged them to vote for the EFF. Dalinyebo said if the Aba Thembu people wanted the best living conditions, they should vote for the EFF in the upcoming municipal elections, adding Kings did not usually vote in elections, but he would be voting this time. South Africa's Aspen Pharmacare is aiming to ramp up its COVID-19 vaccine manufacturing capacity to 1.3 billion doses a year by February 2024, up from annual output of around 250 million doses now. Aspen is doing the final stages of manufacturing for Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine in a so-called fill-and-finish deal, but Aspen CEO Stephen Sard said in an interview that the companies were close to announcing a broader deal for Aspen to produce Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 shot under license. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at PolitiZA.
For free access to legislation, speeches, and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Krumah Media's news and information website. Polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.